Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:21, Total Information AM Sunday. It's that time of the week when we are joined by Hancock and Kelly, John Hancock, Republican analyst, and Michael Kelly, Democratic analyst. Good morning, fellows.
Morning.
Well, the Senate left Washington last night for its month-long August recess without a deal to advance dozens of President Trump's nominees. In fact, he on social media told Chuck Schumer to go to hell. It's very contentious right now between Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, we've got a polarized country, and we've got a polarized legislative branch of government, and the margins are very thin. So Republicans can only afford to lose two votes from their caucus to get any of these people confirmed. And that's about, when they've taken votes, that's about what they've averaged. They've lost Murkowski and Collins, and the other 50 members hold in. And you're getting these folks confirmed. It's interesting that John Thune, the majority leader in the Senate, is convening every 3 days technical sessions, because that will then prevent President Trump from making recess appointments. So I think that's interesting. I think there's an awareness from Thune that he doesn't want to inflame too much the attitudes of the Senate. And by stopping recess appointments, maybe that will calm the Democrats down a bit.
Michael, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise the Democrats would be an obstacle. That's what the minority party's supposed to do. And by the way, that's what the Republicans did when Joe Biden was the president. And so I don't think that, besides the fact the president is trying to rally his base and by inciting them, but I don't believe that this is anything out of the normal.
How about the issue of redistricting before the midterms? It's happening all over the country. Missouri seems like it's going to join that party. What are your thoughts on that? Michael, I'll start with you.
That is out of the norm, what's being attempted there to redraw districts. Apparently, it's already moved forward in Texas, which means it's going to move forward in other states. And I don't know where this stops, Scott. The governor of Missouri disappointed me when he said he was going to redraw the lines here in Missouri, which now means that California and New York and the Democratic states will do the same thing. This isn't the way the system's supposed to work. This is truly a crashing of the norm, and I don't think it's good for us.
John, what is the end result supposed to be here?
Well, I think the objective is to create more Republican districts, because the majority in the House is so narrow, and the midterm elections tend to hurt the incumbent party. And I just don't know that people are thinking this through properly, because what you're doing when you're drawing and you're trying to maximize the number of one party seats in a redistricting map, what you're inevitably going to do there is you're going to take districts that are in Texas, say 58-60% Republican, and you're going to draw them down to 52 or 53% Republican to get more of them. That's going to make a whole lot of those seats competitive. And in a midterm election where, generally speaking, the passion is with the voters who are out of power, you might, in a situation where you might be trying to add four seats, you might actually be putting four or five or six seats in jeopardy and get exactly the opposite of what you intended. So, you know, this will be an interesting exercise, I suppose, but I think folks ought to be pretty careful in the way they look at this.
One other topic I wanted to touch on. City SC season ticket holder was asked to leave the stadium last week because he was wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, and someone complained about it through email, and then the officers came and asked him to either hide it or leave the stadium, and he ended up keeping it on and leaving the stadium. But I guess my question is, what are your thoughts on banning political speech like that, if that's what you would call that, at sporting events?
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, the hallmark of this country is that we have a right to speak. And political speech ought to be the least restricted speech that you have. And, you know, you don't have to agree with somebody's viewpoint or the clothes they wear or the message they're, you know, emblazoned on their hat. You don't have to agree with it, but you certainly don't have a right to snuff it out. So I didn't like that at all.
Michael, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why people might be upset with it. It is a condition of the ticket. They say it from the moment that you purchase the ticket that you're not allowed to wear political speech. I don't know. Was this an overreaction? Potentially. I think wearing that hat says something about yourself anyway. And I'm surprised people would want to do it. Unfortunately, though, I think it's going to put us in the midst of a larger question and scandal in the country. And I don't anticipate this is going to go away for a while, even though I think the intention of St. Louis City really was to make the soccer games a welcome place for everybody and not to be playing politics. We're going to see one of those cultural battles play out right here in St. Louis now. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that it is a Major League Soccer rule. I don't know that it necessarily was attire more than signage. I think that was the design of the rule was signage, but apparently in this case it was enough to wear a hat. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your thoughts. I appreciate it.
You bet, brother.
All right, it's Total Information AM Sunday for this August 3rd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.